61 degrees. Good morning. It's the Friday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. More importantly, it's July 1st, 2022. Jason Kahn's on the line. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. The month after the best month of the year, apparently.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, I guess.
It's all downhill until October.
Yeah, right. Hey, thank you to one of our Chippewa Falls listeners. We always appreciate the encouragement. This is just 5 minutes of the day. We think it's the best 5 minutes of the day. Two brothers from another mother together on the radio. And I'm hoping to see my mom, planning to tomorrow. Looking forward to that. But Chippewa Falls listener said that she really enjoying the best. Here's what she says. She says, hey, Mark, just saying your best talks with Jason are scripture and his book. Love it. Thanks for all you do, WWIB.
Excellent. Glad to hear that.
That's why they, Larry Crabb, Dan Allen, or the book Encouragement, Key to Caring. I mean, what says I love you more than encouraging? We all need some wind in our sail, right?
Right, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of Larry's best books. You know, I just, the idea of encouragement is just something that, as you said, we all really benefit from and all need.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And you want to be that encourager. You know, it's interesting. I know that in How to Win Friends and Influence People in Chapter 1, Carnegie's like, criticize, complain, and condemn gets you nowhere. And he makes a strong and compelling case for that. So that's just something always helpful to keep in mind. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we've got some serious work to do in the Sermon on the Mount heading into this holiday weekend. And we're not going to be here on Monday. Dawson's going to be here on Monday. But we're going to give you the holiday off.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Give you your holiday pay. So,
excellent.
All right. We'll go to Matthew 5, 33 through 37. Lay it on us.
Yeah, so it says, you have also heard that our ancestors were told, you must not break your vows. You must carry out the vows you make to the Lord. But I say, do not make any vows. Do not say, by heaven, because heaven is God's throne. And do not say, by the earth, because the earth is his footstool. And do not say, by Jerusalem, for Jerusalem is the city of the great king. Do not even say, by my head, for you can't turn one hair white or black. Just say a simple, yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one.
All right. And in Jason's letter, and by the way, I do realize I kind of got the order off, so you're not going to get out of here without a few temperament questions.
All right.
But here we go. From Letters to the Beloved, Matthew 5, 33 through 37, Jason's devotional commentary, which you can order on Amazon here this holiday weekend, but it goes like this. Jesus challenged their understanding of oath-taking. The people understood the severely binding nature of oaths, sealing them by heaven and earth. Young children sometimes confirm their promises by swearing on a stack of Bibles or swearing on their mother's grave. Such gestures are unnecessary and ineffective. Remember, Jesus was contrasting heart and behavior change. When you turn your heart toward me, you'll be a person of your word. Whether you say yes or no, honor your commitments. The consistency of your character flows from your wholeness in me. Thoughts?
Yeah, that last line there, you know, I've been thinking a lot again lately about what does consistency of character look like. You know, and I really desire to be a whole person. You know, and I think when I'm feeling inconsistent, I'm much more likely to try to justify myself, to try to do what I can to make people understand. And sometimes that can get to the point where I'm not just simply saying yes or no. And so, again, I think we're all called into that life of wholeness and consistency.
Hmm. Hey, a couple of things to close things out here with you. I did check Andrew Peterson. His birthday is June 4th, so he turned 48.
June.
Yeah, the best month of the year. Even your favorite artist. You can't argue with that now, can you, huh?
Man, I can't. It's there.
All right. Yeah. All right, three questions. We're trying to figure out Jason's Myers-Briggs. So here we go. Number 13, do you prefer contracts to be A, signed, sealed, and delivered, or settled on a handshake?
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, you got to. That's a song, right? Number 14, are you more satisfied having A, a finished product, or B, work in progress?
Finished product.
Who's more satisfied with work in progress? Okay, finally, 15. At a party, do you A, interact with many, even strangers, or B, interact with a few friends?
Interact with a few friends.
All right. There, we might be a little different on that one. So, very good, Jason. Happy holiday weekend, and we'll figure out if I'll see you at breakfast tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good.
There we go. WWIB. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. And again, yeah, Letters to the Beloved. I mean, it's like the old phone book size, but devotional commentary in the New Testament, so you might want to check it out. A lot of birthday business to take care of today, a lot of it. And I often, 99.9% of the time, I start with birthdays I have through Facebook access to more than 3,000 friends. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I'm like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Anyhow, Brian Christensen's going to bat lead off for us today. We're going to try him in the number one spot because he's got a birthday in Eau Claire. He's telling us, not his birthday, silly. Brian's got a birthday message. He says, happy birthday, Tim Burns, director of the amazing project Search in Eau Claire. Happy birthday, Tim, from your buddy Brian in Eau Claire. That's how it works. The listener line, I check it, or I sure better. All right, here we go. Other birthdays today. Are you ready? We've got Betty Adsit. Chad White, happy birthday, Chad. Was in 513 Free, working in downtown Eau Claire. Good fella. Dale Baston, Sharon McClary, Jean Gerwee. John's got quite a story, and he's told it in the past here on WWIB. From Africa, living in the great state of Wisconsin now. Steve McElwain, happy birthday, as well as Keith Veely, turning a year older today. Happy birthday, Keith, a blessed man. Tammy Dalby, Whitney Berthume, Danny Nutting, all with birthdays today. You share this as a birthday with a few other folks, actually. The likes of actress Leslie Caron is 91. Actor Jamie Farr, 88. Does that ring a bell for you? How about this theme song? Yeah. Klinger from MASH, Jamie Farr, is 88 today. Yeah. Other birthdays on this Friday on WWIB heading into the holiday weekend. We've got some other ones for you, including Deborah Harry of Blondie. She's turning 77 today. I think so. And we're going to just take this to the finish line. Famous Amos cookie maker Wally Amos is 86 today. Also with a birthday on this July 1st. Dan Aykroyd is 70, the original Saturday Night Live cast. Princess Diana would have been 61. Pamela Anderson is 55. Liv Tyler is 45 today. Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo is 33. Rainey Rodriguez from the Paul Blart movies is 29. And Storm Reid is 19 today. Our promise of the day heading into this holiday weekend from Psalm 33:6, I made the heavens by my word and I breathed the stars into existence. Keep that in mind. Our creator made the heavens by his word and breathed the stars into existence. Go check out the Devo that goes with that at 365promises.com. All right, we got a couple of CCM artist birthdays today. Andre Crouch would have been 80 today. Is he still alive? I need to track that one. And I hate to ask that question. But also, we've got Audrey Assad. Audrey Assad turning 39, knocking on the door of 40 today. And we've got several songs to choose from for Audrey Assad here on WWIB. And let's go with Restless on the Wib Wake Up Show. Happy birthday, Audrey. The best of the week on WWIB. Here we go.
I think I saw something on Facebook that said, Lord, whatever you're baking, I think it's done.
That's a great one.
Very first winner of two full event OneFest passes, courtesy of OneFest, is
Elise Wendlandt.
From Bloomer.
Congratulations. Gary Busey from Lethal Weapon. He's 78 today. He was in a lot of movies. The one I remember Gary Busey for, he played Buddy Holly. This is him singing the It's So Easy in the Buddy Holly story. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
When the ad says country feel in the city, that means the previous owner kept a cow in the basement.
Now he fights wearing the spiritual armor of God, and that gives him an unfair advantage.
As the pastor of the Vineyard Church in Detroit, Michigan, Drew Falick has an unfair advantage. He was a stand-up comic before he was a pastor, so he has an unfair advantage of being able to help make his congregation laugh, and he's on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. That was a great segue. I love that. Fantastic.
You learn in radio to just, if it's in your head, you just go. And sometimes it gets you,
you
in
are
trouble.
Hot out the gate. I love it.
Alabama's Secretary of State weighed in on this and said, when we say the candidate will be decided by lot, here's how it can be decided. Uh-huh. A roll of the dice. Yeah, that's probably what you would think. The high card from a stack of playing cards. Or they can play rock, paper, scissors. So what's your go-to rock, paper, scissors? We thought about trying to play this on the air quick,
yeah.
But I don't know how that works if people can't see it.
We can try.
All right, let's try it. So
well,
one,
two out of three, right?
So one, two, three, shoot.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
One, two, three, shoot. Okay.
All right, you got me.
I got paper over rock.
All right.
So, all right, we'll do it again.
One, two, three, shoot.
All right, here we go. Rock over scissors last time.
One, two, three, shoot.
Rock.
What are we going to do? Okay.
Tie?
Tie. Let's just leave it at a tie.
That's
good. There we go.
If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course. Can't you?
Two women were arrested at Bangkok's airport in Thailand Monday after an X-ray inspection revealed more than 100 live animals in their luggage.
More than 100. This is nuts. I have never tried to smuggle more than a couple dozen live animals onto an airplane. Never. Just too daring.
Thai wildlife officials said that 109 animals were discovered in two suitcases. This must have been big.
It must have been very large. The 109 live animals confiscated of the two suitcases included two white porcupines,
two armadillos,
35 turtles,
50 lizards,
and I would have to read this one, 20 snakes.
Oh, my.
Call me Indiana Jones. Why does it have to be snakes?
Dr. Doolittle, yeah. Talk to the animals. You talk to the bees, your plants. Yeah. Do people see you? Do your neighbors look puzzled?
You know, they've never communicated their puzzlement, although one walked away from me the other day, and I couldn't tell if it was because I was talking to my plants.
We basically just look for excuses to play the drum roll.
Exactly.
The winner is Melinda Reed. Melinda Reed of Elk Mound.
Congratulations, Melinda. We're sending you and a guest to OneFest.
Jody turning 52. Caleb, we're all aging. We
exactly.
Can't help it.
Oh, I feel it. There it is, the best of the week, Alvo.
There you go.
He puts it together every single Friday for your listening enjoyment. And speaking of all those OneFest giveaways, another one going to be going on. If you join the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, we cracked 1,000. So that means that giveaway coming up just for those of you in the group.